Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Yeah, these words remind me always of the day that I was ordained in our church. These are the kind of instructions that we are read as we receive our ordination from our church. I'm probably thinking about that because my son will be ordained in a week in the same church I'm in. And so there's this kind of instruction in the book of 1 Peter here for those who are elders to do the work of God, not because they have to, but because they want to, because they're willing, not trying to end up making a lot of money or a lot of power, a lot of status, dishonest gain, he says, but eager to serve, not lording it over those, but being examples to the flock. And then he says, when Christ comes, then you will receive a crown of glory that will never fade away. One of the things we see in business even today is the idea of servant leadership is something that businesses are promoting. The idea that really what it means to lead is to be a servant. For so many years, people in our world think that leading is being in charge and being able to tell everyone else what to do. But really, the best leaders are those that serve those around them. Those who aren't looking for power and status, but maybe they're given those positions because of their humility. And sometimes maybe they're not given those positions because of their humility. But either way, this book of 1 Peter says to us that we should be humble. And it closes with that. It says those who are younger should submit to those who are the elders. That's something we've kind of lost in our world. We often look down upon our elders these days. If you watch a lot of media, TV, anything, older people are often ridiculed in our society. But there were days when there was kind of this, you know, wisdom of the grandparents and great-grandparents that was passed down from generation to generation. And this passage says that we should listen to the wisdom of our elders. But he says, ultimately, all of us should clothe ourselves in humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud but gives favor to the humble. So ultimately, all of our interactions with one another should be clothed in humility. Humility and being humble and gracious towards one another is what helps us to maybe maintain. God creates the unity. But it is what helps us to maintain that unity. And so our instruction in this passage, no matter where we find ourselves on that age spectrum or where we find ourselves, if we're a leader in the church or if we're not an elder in the church per se, the instruction is really the same, to serve one another in love, to be humble, to not think too highly of ourselves, but be willing to serve. And when we do that, we see that we are united in Christ, because Christ is the one who showed us what it meant to be a servant by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross, Philippians chapter 2 tells us. So today, I hope as you go out there, no matter where you find yourself, if you're a young person who it may be under the leadership of someone else, listen to that wisdom, hear the advice that you receive, take it, receive it. If you are an elder, don't lord over the people that you're in charge of, but serve with humility and be willing to serve. Not because you have to, but because you want to. And all of us, wherever we find ourselves, the call today is to be humble and to serve those around us. And I pray that God would give us the grace to do that on this Monday. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.